The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, the 2025 Formula One season is underway and the action kicked off with a bang. News Talk's Rory Galvin, who spoke to some of the talent at Sky Sports, is with me now. Rory, good morning.
Morning, Pat. Yeah, I was invited to this kind of F1 lunch from Sky Sports F1 and Now TV. And normally it was kind of like a build up to the Miami Grand Prix, but they had these great talents from Sky Sports in. So I was able to talk with a pundit, Simon Lazenby, who's been doing coverage since about 2012. And then, of course, David Croft, who everyone will kind of know from his main commentary, Lights Out and Away We Go and all that sort of thing. So the first thing I kind of wanted to ask them, it's been a really interesting season so far. McLaren have been leading with Oscar Piastri and Lando Norris. I wanted to ask them first, who do you think would be the number one driver?
I don't want to see a number one or number two. And McLaren don't want to see a number one or number two. They want to give both drivers an equal chance because they've invested in the long-term future with the team for both drivers as well. You've got people coming into work knowing that they're racing for second place at best. So you don't want to be doing that. The team is more than just the two drivers. There are at least 1,500 other people to take into consideration as well. So I'm of the, until one driver can't win the championship, you keep it equal at all times.
That makes it far more interesting that they can actually race each other for the top position on the podium.
Yeah, definitely as a viewer, it's more interesting. I was just asking that because last season there was some drama between the two drivers. They involved these things called papaya rules, kind of team orders to make sure they don't crash into each other. But this year it's seemingly that they don't have those at all and they're letting them fight throughout the whole season. It's quite close at the moment, and Oscar Piastri, who is by far basically considered the number two driver, is actually ahead of Lando Norris at the moment.
Now, the current world champion, Max Verstappen, has had a pretty sluggish start. How's he fixed?
Not too bad. I mean, the car just isn't there at the moment. He did get a win in Japan, which was an incredibly boring race, but he did an incredibly great drive. I think he is unhappy in the car at the moment. It's very obvious. The car isn't there. They're losing a lot of talent at the moment, people being poached. I ended up asking David and Crofty for their thoughts on if Max would actually leave Red Bull.
What do you do if you're Max Verstappen? The idea of a sabbatical might be quite appealing if he doesn't think Red Bull are going to be in a position to win. But if they're going to be in a position to win, then why would he leave that? You can be unhappy with the situation. You're better off working from within to try and change things around. And that smacks more of Max's character than just walking away at the first sign of trouble. He certainly isn't doing that. I think the sabbatical, for me, is a strong contender, but I don't know what Max is going to do. And as I say, I'm not sure he or his team, as in his close team, have made their mind up either. But all options are on the table. And then in 2027, if he does have a sabbatical, those same options will still be on the table. And then there's Ferrari as well that might come to the fore as another alternative.
I don't think he'll take a sabbatical. I think what he'll do is, I think he will use this year and his team to understand what the best possible opportunity is to win a championship in 2026, who that is with. And I would suggest that Red Bull will do very well to keep his signature. I think there's an enormous amount riding on whether Max Verstappen stays for Red Bull, for the sport. If you're Toto Wolff, you're thinking, I've got an opportunity to sign Max Verstappen, perhaps. He's not going to miss him twice. And Aston Martin will absolutely be throwing money at this situation. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. They've assembled a dream team. They'll pay whatever Max wants, I think, to try to lure him. So watch this space. He's clearly the best driver, pound for pound, in the sport at the moment. That's why everyone wants to sign him. And that's why Red Bull needs to keep him.
Now, Rory, why do cars kind of go off the ball from season to season? I mean, do rules change and they don't cope with the rule changes as best other people might?
Yeah, it's funny. I think I'm not an engineer, obviously, but the idea is that cars are constantly changing. You always want to improve the car within the rules. So even if the rules don't change, you still want to improve things. Other teams are improving. So it could be the case that people have caught up with Red Bull after their kind of years of dominance. And yeah, rule changes do happen. There's been some very small things, some small innovations. Next year is the big thing where in 2026, there's a completely new set of regulations coming in.
When you look at the performance of various drivers and they move teams and either they do brilliantly, which suggests the car is better than the other car, or they do badly, which tells you about the car. But I mean, how important is the driver? Because Ferrari signed up Lewis Hamilton and Leclerc is outpacing him. He won a sprint, Lewis Hamilton, but that's the height of it.
I think it is really mostly the car, to be honest. A driver does make the difference. That extra 10% push, you know, outdriving the car. That's why Max Verstappen can get these brilliant results. But you're right, Lewis Hamilton's start in Ferrari has not been brilliant. I wanted to get thoughts from Simon and David on how he's done so far.
Look, Lewis is Lewis, and he makes his own decision. At the moment, with what we're thinking might happen in 2026, is it a mistake? Only time will tell. But he wanted it to be a fairy tale ending with Ferrari. No one could argue with that, and I couldn't argue with that. If he ends up winning a championship for them, it'll all be worthwhile, and we'll all be here eating our words. So it doesn't matter what I think, it's what Lewis thinks.
If Mercedes really wanted Lewis, they'd have given him a two-year deal, not a one-plus-one. Did he make a mistake going to Ferrari? No, I think he was right. He needed a new challenge. Is it working out the way he hopes? No, it's not. The sprint win showed us that that car, when it's run at the ride height that it needs to, yeah, is capable of victory. And he performed really well in the sprint side of Shanghai and drove a super race and then got disqualified, which shows you that we're still trying to run it a bit too low. Now, the upgrades that are coming for Imola are make or break for Ferrari for this season. And I hope they make, because that will make for more exciting racing. Is he losing his touch? No, I don't think he's losing his touch at all. A lot of people say, yeah, once you reach 40, it's all downhill from there. Certainly hasn't been the case in my life. I've had some great years over the age of 40, thanks ever so much. He's not got a teammate that's rubbish. He's got a teammate that's really good. So it's going to be a big challenge, and you take time to adapt. As one Ferrari insider said to me, Crofty, do you go skiing? I said, only at the Snow Dome or Indoor Snow Centre in Milton Keynes. He said, well, look, when you borrow someone else's skis, it takes you a time to go fast downhill and adapt. And Lewis at the moment feels like he's borrowing someone else's skis.
So he's got to try and make the car work for him.
He does, yeah. He mentioned, I think, the last race in an interview, he said he needs a brain transplant. That's the main thing he needs at the moment. It's a completely different car, driving style-wise, from the Mercedes. So people are wondering, was it really the right decision to leave? The thoughts right now are that next year Mercedes are going to be the one to beat because there's a whole new engine coming in. They seem to be the best at the moment. So a lot
we
to look
shall
out
see.
For.
I mean, at times Formula One can be like a procession and become quite tedious. Once they did away with refueling, where accidents could happen and which created a lot of drama, now you've got tyre changes and that's the height of it. Otherwise, it can be a procession.
At best, you'll have a stuck tyre and that'll be kind of the most exciting thing of a pit stop. But what can you do?
Anyway, it continues coverage on Sky Sports. Rory, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.